Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Trivial Trivia, and we got the most trivial person that I could dig up,
yes,
Freddie Kiger.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, how
What's
you doing
up,
this
man?
Morning,
it's
buddy?
Good. It's all good.
Middle
summertime.
Of the week.
It's summertime.
We survived to the middle of the week.
I love it.
And somehow it's all downhill from here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get past today, hump day, then it's all downhill.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're just getting out of school,
mm-hmm.
This is just the beginning, man.
Yeah,
hump day is not until maybe August 1 or something.
Yeah, I'm not just getting out of school though.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I am.
Neither
kinda.
Are you.
Well,
sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
I am. Hey, you know, we'd asked a question yesterday, Ron, about James Taylor. We're going to do another question about James Taylor, but this time in the movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, James Taylor in the movies.
Okay,
folks, this might be kind of a tough one. Back in 1971, JT was one of several stars in what is now a cult film,
mm-hmm.
about a race across the Southwest between a 55 Chevy and a brand new GTO.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the flick was Beach Boy Dennis Wilson, and probably the biggest name was Warren Oates.
Yeah, good actor.
The movie, which in its, you know, and when it was like portrayed in the newspapers and what have you, Warren Oates, Dennis Wilson, and James Taylor were leaning up against some cars there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm asking the name of the movie in which Warren Oates, Dennis Wilson, James Taylor all were in that was a cult racing flick across the Southwest between a 55 Chevy and a GTO.
It was. It is kind of a cult flick now, isn't it?
But he gets like 3 stars in you know, the reviewing books of old movies.
You know,
3 out of 4.
Another movie that movie reminds me of is Vanishing Point. Yeah.
That was another cult.
Remember that?
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah.
I'm kind of partial to the bicycle rider or the motorcycle rider.
I understand.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what's the name of that movie that James Taylor and those other famous folks were
Warren
in?
Warren Oates and Dennis Wilson.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's half off, $60 towards all service and repairs, available now for $30. Celebrate the 60th anniversary of Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center with today's deal. You can use your voucher towards regularly scheduled vehicle maintenance, oil change, state inspection, tires, repairs, and other services. And this voucher can be used at their 4 locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
That would be Tulane Blacktop.
You were all over it. Tulane Blacktop.
Yep.
Warren Oates, Beach Boy Dennis Wilson, the drummer, and of course, our own James Taylor on the cult movie from 1971.
Not a lot of talking in that movie, as I recall.
Nah, well, it's like, remember Le Mans with Steve McQueen, where all he did is just kind of...
Yeah.
Posture.
Yeah, it's like there wasn't much of a script for the movie, I don't think.
Screenplay be mean you could write that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Directed by Monty Hellman. Oates' performance, though, was such that movie critic Leonard Maltin believes Oates should have won the Oscar that year for Best Actor.
Oh, Warren Oates is a good actor.
Oh, yeah. Tulane Blacktop.
He was really good, didn't he? And that was kind of a cool movie. I remember going to see it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you very much for all the phone calls this morning. We weren't the only ones who knew that.
Oh, no. Oh, and this is a cinema-savvy community.